ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong would appear to have wiped out Tonga's budget deficit with the announcement of $50 million in financial support from the re-elected Labor government in Canberra. Based on last year's figures, Tonga was in debt to the tune of $17.5 million, and its latest budget report is due to be delivered at the end of this week. Senator Wong's announcement came during the second stop of her post-election Pacific tour, which began in Fiji and will end in Vanuatu. Pacific Beat's reporter in Nuku'alofa, Marion Kupu, has been monitoring events, and she says the financial assistance being offered by Australia reflects well on a diplomatic relationship stretching back over 170 years.
Oh yes, totally. Not only to the government, but also to the Tongan people. Minister Penny Wong announced a $50 million commitment over 4 years under the next phase of the Tonga-Australia Support Platform and Health Sector Support Program. Well, according to Minister Wong, these initiatives aim to strengthen public governance, improve health services, and also promote gender equality, all in line with Tonga's own priorities. There was also an additional $5 million Penny Wong announced that will boost Tonga's health infrastructure and economic resilience. And these area, both ministers connected on, whereas our Prime Minister Isaac Eke and the Minister of Foreign Affairs Australia, Penny Wong, drawing from their shared experience as former finance ministers.
So looking to the future, I mean, when the next budget comes around, this money, even spread over 4 years, is going to make a significant difference to how far the banga will go.
Well, she also included and highlighted a $1 million investment in community grants to empower local leadership and local-led solution. And in Not to the Pacific knowledge, she applauded the work of traditional ecological expert currently in Tonga, sharing Indigenous-led climate solution. And yes, Richard, having said that, this week on Friday, our parliament will be open, and the first agenda in this parliament session will be Tonga's 2025-2026 budget report.
So we can only presume that there is some rewriting going on behind the scenes, unless, of course, the Tongan government were pre-warned that this money was coming from Australia.
Yes, what I understand from last week's press conference with Prime Minister Isaac Eke, when the media asked him how ready is the draft of the budget for the next financial year, and he stated that the budget report has been shared with the members of parliament, but with this new announcement from Foreign Minister Penny Wong, I am very, very certain that there will be change in the budget report and also the financial budget report of Tonga for the next year.
And overall, during the time that Penny Wong has been in Tonga, what has she been able to do? Who has she been able to meet in what, after all, is essentially a flying visit?
Well, she have had high-level engagement throughout the day. Minister Wong first met with His Royal Highness, who is also the Minister of Foreign Affairs here in Tonga, the Crown Prince Tupoto'a, before heading on to talks with Prime Minister Isaac Eke in his capacity as the chair of the Pacific Island Forum. She also met with the members of the Tongan cabinet. The minister is currently at the Maysfield Naval Base here in Nuku'alofa, a symbol of the robust Tonga-Australia Defence Cooperation Program, which this year marks 38 years. This long-standing partnership also covers the infrastructure development, military training, and also capability support, which Australia's contribution to the base also includes the gifting of the Guardian patrol boats for Tonga, known as Ngahau Gola and Ngahau Siliva. You know, she also emphasized that Australia values Tonga's trust above all and pledged continued support throughout the community grants, defence cooperation, and of course, climate partnership in building on a more traditional Pacific knowledge.
And that's our reporter, Marion Kupu, reporting from Nuku'alofa for Pacific Beat, and was speaking to Richard Ewart.